The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Mandalorian and Grogu hit cinemas this weekend. Many fear it could be the worst opening weekend for Star Wars in the franchise's history. So has the world finally reached peak Star Wars film reviewer and Star Wars fan, who's actually seen the new installment in the franchise, joins me now in the studio. Cara O'Doherty, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you for being here. You've seen it.
I have seen it.
How is it?
I really enjoyed it. Now, it is dividing critics. And I think one of the big problems is there is the fatigue is setting in, without a doubt. Across the board, we have almost 50 years worth of Star Wars, 9 main films, 3 standalones, over 20 different TV series between the animated. And there's a lot. And one of the things with Mandalorian is that it isn't very plot heavy. There isn't a huge amount of the Star Wars lore. You can kind of go into this blind. And a lot of people think you need to know everything. You need to have watched the 3 series on Disney Plus. You need to have watched Boba Fett, which was kind of in the middle of those. And in the case of this, you actually don't. They've designed it in a way that you can walk in there as your first time Star Wars experience and enjoy it. It's quite a simple, old-fashioned adventure story. And I think that fear is putting some people off, but other people are just, they're finding it hard to relate to a character whose face we never see. So anyone who doesn't know Mandalorian, he basically wears a helmet at all times. Now, there's a reason for it. It is part of his tradition and culture. He cannot take this thing off. But underneath that, it's Pedro Pascal and his fabulous voice, and he puts a lot of emotion into it. But if you're not used to the series, and then you sit down to watch big screen, this guy who you can't see, people are finding it a little hard to relate to that. Mm-hmm. But if you are a fan, you will love it without doubt.
Well, can I ask you about that? Because you said you could go in there and watch this as somebody who has never seen a Star Wars movie. If you're somebody who is a fan, then is that off-putting that it doesn't have the intricacy maybe that you might want and expect?
I know, because I think it's nice to have a break from that as well. Some of the particularly with the TV series, a lot of the different shows, there's a huge amount of lore in that. There's a huge amount to follow. And I think it's nice as fans to be able to walk into something that you actually don't need to have seen everything for. I mean, I love Star Wars, but I have to admit, I haven't seen all of the shows on Disney Plus because there just isn't time in the world.
You couldn't.
The nice thing is, though, they're always there. They're streaming. You can go at a different point in time and watch them. So I think for somebody who is a Star Wars fan that isn't diehard, it's nice to know they can walk in. They don't need to have seen everything to slot into this. And if you are one of the diehards who are completely whole heartedly embedded in the lore and the legacy, I think, again, it's nice to just have a little bit of break from connecting all of the dots to be able to watch a standalone story to enjoy it. But there's enough nods in there as well. No spoilers here, folks. But, you know, there's little nods in there that for people who are huge fans, they'll recognize that. They'll get that connection. They might be familiar with somebody who might appear at some point. So it really does have everything. I mean, it is too long. It's 2 hours, 10 minutes. And it is stretching it. There are a few scenes that you're like, oh, come on, lads.
Well, sometimes when you watch a longer movie like that, you don't notice it, but you're saying you do.
Yes,
you do. That's
a
problem.
Yeah, but at the same time, people have been going on about this for a while now. Films are getting longer and longer for no reason. It is a bit unnecessary. There's so many good films that if they had lost 10, 15 minutes, they would have been perfect, but they're just not because they're keeping going. So I think everybody in Hollywood is suffering from the make them long. It's a bit of a
not making best use out of their editors.
Yes, absolutely.
So why has there been a gap of 2019 was the last time when we had a great big movie release from the Star Wars franchise. Is that a normal gap or was there a reason why we had 6 years in between?
I mean, it's a combination of things. Disney Plus is growing from strength to strength. So makers and writers and creators are looking to it to create. Like Jon Favreau, who created The Mandalorian, he normally directs film. He saw this opportunity to create a world in streaming and held his cards away until now to make this. But there has been some backlash to the later Star Wars films. And that's a really, it's a mixed up quagmire of different things. The people loved the original trilogy so much. I mean, people have tattooed on their heads practically. That's how much they love this thing. And the later iterations, there has been all sorts of issues. I mean, there was a certain segment of menfolk who were annoyed that there was female characters taking the lead. There was issues with diversity, all these things. And it's quite ironic to think that a whole world that is made up of diverse creatures, species, colours, looks, every flavour of humanity then got annoyed when people of diversity were in the films. I mean, that's a whole other...
There's a very big irony there, yeah. As you pointed out. People are saying that, or a listener says here, that since Lucasfilm sold the rights to Star Wars, that they've gone from bad to worse. And there is a school of thought out there that says they just milked it and they've annoyed people with the milking of it because of all the series that you've outlined earlier.
I mean, there's two sides to that. At the end of the day, Hollywood is an industry. Disney is a business. They do want to make their money. But you also have people, again, I'm going to use Jon Favreau as an example, a director who grew up loving Star Wars and wants to be part of this world. And now he gets to play in it and he gets to make things. Pedro Pascal starring in it. The first thing he ever saw in a cinema as a child was Star Wars. His dream was to be in it. So you have these creatives who now have established themselves in Hollywood and they're thinking, what can I do next? I want to play in the sandpit that I was a child in. So I think there's twofold. But at the end of the day, any franchise will always be driven by money, by some people, and by the love of it by the other side of it. So that argument could stand for kind of for any franchise.
How do you feel about it? Like, do you feel that at the end of the trilogy that should have been it?
No, I think that there is, the world is, the galaxy is so complicated and so big, and there's so many different worlds and characters and species, and there's so many more stories to be told. So I think I'm happy to see more. It doesn't mean I'll watch them all straight away, but I like to know that they're there, that I can dip into them. Nobody has the time to watch everything that's out there. But no, I don't think, a lot of people are saying, like, almost 50 years, stick a pin in this thing, it's gone. Legacies live for a reason. I mean, I was actually thinking about it in football terms and how people support their teams for 30, 40 years in the good, the bad, the ugly of them. And yet they still proudly wear their jerseys and swing from the rafters no matter how good or bad their team is doing. And a thing like Star Wars or any big franchise like this, it's the same thing. True fans will stand by. Even on those, when those days dip, I mean, it's
you're still in there. You're still supporting them and wearing the jersey. Cara, thanks so much for telling us about it. Cara O'Doherty there, film reviewer, and Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu hit cinemas this weekend.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.